Okay, it's all the new TV shows are starting up now. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David Show, finally back on the air.
Since 2011, was it? Or something like that?
Seems like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it's back. I'll play a little clip of yesterday's episode about him. You know, when you hold the door open for somebody, only Larry David can get into a whole thing about it. I guess he didn't hold the door open for this woman.
Hey, why didn't you keep the door open?
Oh.
No, after you.
I didn't really get an after you vibe.
Well, why not? I'm a woman, aren't I?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I just didn't think you were the type who would want a guy to hold the door open.
What type am I?
You know, you're a type. You have short hair, you wear a tie, you got a vest. It's a look.
So you looked at me and then let a door shut on me.
I thought you might not want that. That's all. I was just trying not to offend you, and yet I wound up offending you, which is quite ironic.
Yeah. It is ironic, because I would have enjoyed the door being open for me. And you know what I mean?
Also, there was some distance involved, too. So I would say type plus distance.
Oh, you have an equation?
Yeah.
You have an equation for the
bus. Yes, it's a mathematical equation. Type plus distance equals no door hole.
Where did you get that equation from?
I made it up.
Well, you know what kind of vibe I'm getting from you is that's a f***ed up equation. You know what I mean?
But you can't argue with the distance, though. That's a big factor.
Only Larry David could get into an argument like that.
Well, to be fair, it started with her.
It did, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's making a big thing instead of opening her own damn door.
Oh, man. The whole thing about the equation thing, Eric and Woody and I were just having a ridiculous discussion about because we're working on Let's Make a Deal and opening doors and
what Monty Hall.
Yeah.
What the famous Monty Hall math problem.
Okay, first of all, you can't say a math problem is famous. It's because nobody knows about it unless you're a math guy.
A geek.
Oh, no. Tons of people know about this. They
in the math
in
world.
And that,
yeah, okay, so what's the famous...
You listen to the argument. It's stupid.
All right. First of all, let's hear the math problem.
Okay, you have three doors. And behind one of those doors is a brand new car. Behind the other two doors are goats. And you want to get the car, not the goats. So Monty Hall asks you to pick one door. You choose one. And then he opens one of the other doors to reveal a goat behind that door. Now, do you stick with the door you originally chose, or do you switch doors to the one that hasn't been opened yet?
I don't know. Are you 50-50 either way, right?
50-50
chance? No. No, it's not. And that's the nature of the problem. If you stick with the door that you originally picked, you have a 1 in 3 chance of it being a car. If you switch to the other door, you have a 2 in 3 chance of it being a car.
No, you have a 1 in 2 chance because the first door
is already
open. Been open.
There's only two doors.
So now you're 50-50.
Yeah.
No.
You went from 1 in 3 to 1 in 2.
How do you get 1 in 3 out of two doors?
Because you're still 1 in 3, right? You've chosen a door already. So you have a 1 in 3 shot of that being the correct door. It's still a 1 in 3 shot.
Ah, but if you choose the other door, it's 50-50.
No.
Yes.
It's actually 2 out of 3 chance that that is the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've chosen one door. You have a 1 in 3 shot. The other door's been taken away, which means that the remaining door has a 2 in 3 shot of it actually being the car, so that all the probability balances out.
Mm. All right. How many of you are screaming at the radio right now?
This is 50% hooey.
Doc and Woody in the morning.
106.1 Shay.